Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. And this is Reister or Wrong. So, this is a good topic today, people. So, DeAndre Ayton, he just got signed to a $133 million contract with the Phoenix Suns, and he has every right to be unhappy, but Phoenix Suns fans should be ecstatic with the way the franchise handled this. Next up, the Tom Brady gives parenting and talks about what's so difficult for his life about being a parent. And I totally get it. 100% agree. Even though maybe some of the rest of the world cannot understand what that means. Our top five athletes that we wish had had injury-free careers is always great because, you know, like who wouldn't want some of the best five guys to have longer careers? And Ralph wants to know, does Instagram suck now? I don't know. I don't really use it. So we'll talk about it. All right. First up, DeAndre Ayton, who wanted a max extension, did not get a max extension. The team let him hit restricted free agency. The Indiana Pacers signed him to a 4-year, $133 million offer sheet. And instead of trying to do a sign and trade or letting him walk away from free, the Phoenix Suns immediately matched the offer, and he's going back to Phoenix. So, Ralph, I think that this is a great move for the Phoenix Suns financially, and because DeAndre Ayton, to me, he feels like he is supremely athletic, supremely talented. But at no point in time does he feel dominant. And he feels like a 30-ish million dollar player a year. He feels like that he's going to be making exactly what Rudy Gobert should be making, because Rudy Gobert is overpaid and was overtraded for.
Okay, so I'm going to push back on that DeAndre Ayton doesn't come off as dominant, because he does in the first 10 minutes of every game. The first 10 minutes of every single game, he averages something like 8 or 9 points a game. He shoots around 60% from the field, and he is an absolute monster in that first quarter. And then it just sort of peters out. Like, he's there for some pick and roll stuff.
That's fun. He's not dominant, bro. That literally
in the first quarter. But what I'm saying is, he'll come out and he'll score 10 of the Suns' first 12 points. And that, like, that energy is just not kept. So he shows the ability to do it. It's all a microcosm, George, because if he's.
So what is dominant? He's not dominant. That means he has not shown that he is a dominant player. Danny Green has had some dominant stretches in his career. I mean,
there's a difference between dominant stretches. There's a difference between players who have a dominant quarter here and there, and somebody whose first quarter of every game is the exact same always.
So he's
a 17. He at 23 years old, he's a 17-10 guy who ends every first quarter with 10-8, and then he just isn't really a factor as much in the rest of the quarters. He's not a shot blocker. He's a shot deflector, and his defensive presence is felt, but it's also not like he gasses out. He's just not really used. I think if what he does every first quarter of every game is any indication, it's there.
So why can't he keep it up? I mean, granted,
that's an awesome question.
There is some Phoenix culpability to this with the way that they run their system and stuff, but big man, they demand the basketball. He doesn't demand the basketball. And then he doesn't do the most important thing that big men have to do. Get to the free
throw. Impose his will?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't do that ever.
Get to the free throw. Yeah. He shoots 2 free throws a game. He
makes 1.9 free throws a game, which if you – I know this is a nonsense stat, but if you extrapolate out the $133 million that he was just guaranteed, if he continues at that pace, that's almost $300,000 per made free throw.
That's insanity. Where like James Harden makes like $100 per free throw. Like at his peak, making $40 million a year, he was getting like $100 a free throw per free throw attempt. So I don't think that DeAndre Ayton's a bum. I think he's good. I just think that he's not a guy that you can build around. Like he's an accessory piece. He's not the centerpiece.
Could you build around a center in 2022? Sure. Could you actually build a team around a traditional
if he can score,
center?
But
he's not out shooting threes. Little hook shot.
Anybody who you can build a team around, anybody who can get buckets, a dude who can get 20, 26, 28 a game, you can build around that. The difference is that now the big men have focused on their skill work as much. So, like, now you have Chet Holmgren. I mean, granted, he's super skinny. But, like, super tall people used to be relegated to the post. And now they're like, nah, fam. We handle this rock, too, and we'll shoot the ball over you. But if there were if you put Shaq in this era, still dominant. You put Wilt in this era, still dominant. You put any of the Hakeem, David Robinson, any of the big time Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, any of the big time big man scorers. I mean, Moses Malone, any of them. They are going to get buckets in this era. I mean, absolute buckets. You couldn't play the Golden State Warriors as great as they were this year, just won a championship. You put them up against the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, they are getting absolutely destroyed. Shaq is going to score 50 points a game because you can't play small ball against them because there's no, even though that they can score at a high level, Shaq was just so dominant in his prime that there was there's nothing Draymond Green could do to stave off Shaq. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing Kevon Looney could do.
My complaints about Ayton are you and I are roughly the same age. We grew up in our formative years watching basketball in the exact same era. And when you see DeAndre Ayton's body and his fundamentals around the basket and his speed and his length, it's hard not to think, oh my God, what would Patrick Ewing have done with this offensive skill set? Or, oh my God, this is like Alonzo Mourning all over again. Or, wow, he's got some of the same traits as David Robinson. But then you watch him on the court, 17 and 10, three free throw attempts. And that's game after game after game after game. And it's really frustrating because you would think a guy like that, a guy that big would want to do the coolest thing in the history of sports, which is dunk the basketball. And he doesn't. He gets like 18 inches above the rim to lay it in.
Yes.
And the other thing is you would think a guy with that many muscles and that big of hands, you wouldn't be able to pry the basketball out of his hands. But he only has 47 more made free throws in his career than he does turnovers. He's constantly getting the ball about 11 feet away from the basket, going to put it on the floor, and then the ball just rolls out of bounds or it goes into somebody else's hands. And that can be infuriating. But then you also have to remind yourself he's 23. A lot of the problems that people have with him don't have anything to do with him at all. They have everything to do with the fact that the fourth and fifth pick in the draft were Luka and Doncic.
No,
or not Luka and Trae Young.
Trae Young. See, I don't even judge them against. I don't judge him against them. I judge him of the fact that he can't get to the free throw line, and it is infuriating. So I think that this is a great move for the Phoenix Suns to keep him because obviously you couldn't let him walk away for free.
He's getting Mike Conley money.
Yeah.
Getting a number one overall pick.
Yeah. And you got
big time. It's a great contract for Phoenix.
Yeah. And now Ayton is not going to be completely thrilled because he could have got 5 years, 181, which could have ballooned to 231, depending on how he does. But, you know, such is life.
But,
business side of it, and the Phoenix Suns did what they thought was the best thing, which was probably the
smartest. But if he locks in, he's going to be 26 years old looking at negotiating his next extension.
Yep.
At 26.
Yep. So if he can find a way to get to like 25 points a game and throw and get to the free throw line like 7-8 times a night, bro, he's going to be – they're going to be like super max, $55 million a year.
He's going to have to be willing to miss some shots. And he does not strike me as the kind of guy who likes to miss shots.
No.
He's going to have to be willing to force a couple of shots up to get contact and then risk the fact that it's going to take refs a while to catch up to the idea that that's what he's doing because that's not what they're used to. So it could be a rough stretch of him actually trying to change his game in that manner.
Yeah, but listen, you got to go do what's best for you and your career.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Next thing up, Tom Brady as a parent. This man has some parenting advice for us. I'm going to let Ralph explain to you what Tom Terrific was saying.
All right. So for any of our podcast listeners that are unfamiliar with Tom Brady, he is the greatest, most accomplished athlete in American history.
I wouldn't say
is that
most
fair
accomplished.
Of a,
no. Of a okay. team sport athlete, not Jordan.
I guess not like Bill Russell.
Yeah. No.
He's in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And he's considered the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, and I think easily, and I think anybody that wants to argue with that is probably a clown. And I'm not even like a huge Tom Brady fan or anything like that. He is married to one of the most successful models in history, quite possibly the wealthiest in Gisele Bündchen. Tom Brady is from Northern California, correct?
Grew up
a 49ers
correct.
Fan.
Yep.
What he calls a middle-class family, said his stay-at-home mom who cooked meals, did laundry, everything like that. Gisele Bündchen is from like rural Brazil. It came from a farming town. And now probably combined, they got to be approaching $1 billion in career earnings.
I mean,
it's got to be close if they haven't already surpassed it. He was on a podcast called Drive, hosted by the CEO of Ford, Jim Farley. And he said that the biggest challenge to him as a parent is his wealth. He said, this is a direct quote, "It's probably the hardest thing for us as parents. We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us to the airport if we need that. We get off a plane and there's people waiting for us and we get ushered in. That's my kid's reality," which is the hard part to say, guys, this is not the way reality is. And, you know, what can we do about that? He said, "I think we can try to create experiences that are more along the lines of what most kids go through, even though they're still going to have experiences that a lot of kids never have." It's hard to make those things up. I can't say, hey, we're going to go back and live on Portela Drive in San Mateo, because you can't do those things for, you know, privacy purposes and so forth. He said there's a lot of things he's learning about as a parent, and there's a lot of things that he screwed up. But he said that his biggest issue as a parent is his wealth. And I think most people are probably looking at that and saying, like, I'd love those problems. What do you say to that, George?
Well, okay, so I do not have wealth, right? Like, I would not consider the amount of money I have wealth. I would say I'm pretty decent. Like, you know, I live well. You know what I mean? I would say above middle class. Would you agree with that?
Would you say that there's enough change in your circumstances from a teenager to now, over the last three decades, to at least grasp what it is he's trying to talk about?
Yes. I completely 100% understand what he's talking about. 100% understand.
Do you think of it as a problem as a parent?
Yes.
Or your biggest challenge?
That's one of them, because I'm sitting here right now in a circumstance like this. My son is 16 years old. He's getting ready to get his license on the 27th of July. Now, I'm busy.
Where were you at in his shoes? Where were you at? 16 first vehicle, what did that look like?
A few years old Cutlass Supreme. Like a 94, like 92 two-door Cutlass Supreme, but it was one of my parents' cars. Right?
Okay.
It was one of my parents' cars. So I drove that. But it wasn't my car though. So it was just a car I drove. So if it were available, then that's what I, you know what I mean? Like that's what I drove. So my son, so we have we are a believer in electric vehicles. Gas prices are stupid. I do have a big truck now, but I want to get a Hummer EV1. So I don't even have to get gas anymore. And so I would like to get him an electric vehicle. There aren't a ton of electric vehicles that are within a reasonable price range, right? And also, but my whole thing is I want to keep him kind of humble, right? He goes to a school where LeBron's kids are there, Kevin Hart's kids are there. Like it's Diddy's kids are there. And like there's an element of that, but like there's so many ranges. I was just talking to somebody at school, like where families are. There are families who are literally at the poverty line, but also like wealth, super wealthy, right? And billionaire families. And I'm a big believer that, I want to keep him humble, but at the same time, I want to get him a reliable vehicle. So instead of getting a used vehicle, because used prices at this point in time are the same price as new vehicles. So now I've gotten another challenge. So instead of getting him like a certified pre-owned that I know is not going to have a problem, now I'm like, okay, I might as well just go ahead and get the new car. So then I'm like, I want to get an electric car. Okay, Tesla Model 3. Okay, that's going to hit me for $47,000. That's an expensive car.
For a 16-year-old's vehicle.
Yes. And my wife is like, George, he's going to bump into something, right? He's going to bump into...
Did you bump the Cutlass into anything?
No. I didn't. And he's a responsible driver. I doubt he will, but you just never, ever know. So I want a reliable vehicle. Don't want to spend too much, but he wants like a Charger. And I'm like, okay, that's $38,000, depending on what features you get on it and all of that. And I'm like, how is that humble at the end of the day? I mean, but at the same time, he does work really hard. And it's one of those things to where like you're trying to teach your kids the value of a hard day's work, right? But then also trying to tell them that hard work doesn't equal making money. Like some of the people who work the hardest out in the world are broke as hell. So.
And we kind of have a system where we the whole point of our system sometimes can be to separate the hard workers from the means of production, to pay them the minimal amount that you can get away with.
Yep.
So that the people who had a good idea or the people at the top of the pyramid make the most money. And it's hard to instill that in somebody if they haven't had to live it. But also I think Tom Brady probably thinks he's the person he is because of how he was raised. And he probably thinks Giselle is the person she is because of how she was raised. And he knows that he can't give that to his kids.
Yes.
And all you want to do as a parent is give your kids the most valuable thing you possibly can.
Yeah. And my kids, we do have a housekeeper, but the kids still have to clean their rooms. They have to do the dishes some, right? Not every day because we're running around tournaments, practice, all of this stuff. We cook some, but we eat out a decent amount because we don't have the time. But a chef feels a little bit extra. You know what I mean? So,
right. But you don't have bologna in the fridge. You don't have Wonder Bread in the fridge.
No.
You don't have Sunny D in the fridge.
Oh, hell. Oh, God. No. Oh.
Tombstone pizzas, Totino's.
We do have Costco pizzas in the freezer.
Hey, Costco's good.
Hey. So, but the thing, it's weird because we live in this reality to where, like, our kids, they get things, and not even because the money, it's because of status, who you know, who you work with. Like, my kids get invited to exclusive events. They're around celebrities regularly. Like, those are their friends' kids and my friends' kids. So for them, it's nothing to be around these people. Like, these are the normal people that are in their social circle. So when they get exclusive invites to, like, you know, to go see a premiere, to go to a behind the scenes tour at Universal Studios, a pair of cleats that NFL players would die to have. Like, it's not because I went out and bought it. It's just because of the circumstance. And then what am I supposed to say? Like, no. You are only wearing one pair of shoes to school every single day, just like your dad. You're going to stand at the bus stop. I mean, it's not safe for Tom Brady's kids to do that.
Right.
Literally, not safe. And for me, we're on such a tight time schedule a lot of times. It's not feasible for me to do that. So it's like trying
to... Your kids range from 22 to 2.
Well, 3 now, yeah, but yes.
20, yeah.
So it's so now his car is even more for convenience for me, so he can drive his siblings to school.
Yeah, I just it is tough as a parent. I kind of pity anybody who's not able to understand what Tom Brady's talking about here or even apply it to their own life.
Because he's not asking for sympathy. But I love that quote that says hard times build strong men. Strong men build easy times. Easy times build weak men. Weak men build hard times. Like that just literally is burned in my brain. So for instance, I try to create hard times or allow my kids to go through hard times and go through hard things. Like, if you don't do what you're supposed to, there is punishment. There is phone getting cut off. There are you have luxuries, but we can get it medieval around this joint. You want to get funny? I can get hilarious. And it's like, I want to create, like, so there are parents, particularly in sports, that will bounce their kid from place to place, 3-4 high schools, blah, blah, blah. So my kid's in a quarterback competition right now. He started off at the school with 5 quarterbacks, and now he was the last one left, and then another one just transferred in. So it's just like, I want him to go through that hard time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the stress of maybe a kid that's a year younger than you possibly taking what you really want. So it's like not being a bulldozer parent and knocking down all the obstacles in front of your kid, actually letting them have to knock down some of their own obstacles.
Right. And I understand that. And I'm, you know, my kids aren't going to, they're not going to know what it's like to have parents who lived in a trailer home. My kids aren't going to know what it's like to have, you know, parents that had to put in 17 hours a day to make sure that we were wearing, you know, factory 2U brand clothing and Voight shoes and Pro Wings. You know, they're not going to know what that's like. My parents worked their way up to middle class, and then my wife and I, we did our best to stay there straight out of college. You know, yeah, I slept on a futon for 5 years and bounced around different places and worked a bunch of crazy jobs. But like we got to that point where we were able to kind of keep not the same standard of living as our parents, but like to not go back to the starting line of where, you know, both our parents lived in trailer homes and her dad had to deliver pizza and my dad had to, you know, clean daycares overnight. Like they're not going to know what that's like, but they do. I do want for them to work. And it's funny because Gary Vaynerchuk, who's like motivational speaker, investor and everything like that, he has a lot of messages that he puts out to children of rich parents. He said, like, you have everything you want, which is what makes you unhappy. You need to cut your parents off. He preaches to rich kids to cut the faucet off from the receiving end so that they can actually go through the formative experiences of having to build something on their own. And I, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like to be Tom Brady's kids with $1 billion in the bank and not be able to just, like, you know, go down to Arby's and not get recognized or whatever. But I also don't look at him and say, oh, his problems aren't problems because he has money, which is a thing that solves a lot of other people's problems. No, is that money?
It creates different problems. It doesn't. And people think that. And I remember being that when I went to Buckley, right? I went to school with the Kardashians, the Hiltons, the Jacksons, except for this was 1995 and my parents had one car, a 1980 Volvo. And that was it. And I'm a big believer I don't know if that helped me be who. No, like, as long as you teach your kids to bust their ass and to be inquisitive and to, like, I actually think that my kids are better off because they get different experiences. They've had the opportunity to travel outside of the country. They've had the opportunity to go different places. So now when you're writing papers or coming up with great ideas or, like, you're like, oh, I've seen different things. So now the realm of my possibilities is significantly bigger. Significantly bigger. So I actually think that there are some massive advantages to it as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I can't hear you, Ralph.
I muted myself. I would not trade. I would not trade to have my kids be in the same situation that I was in, but I do understand how it made me who I am and what things I would want them to have from that. And hopefully we can instill some of those without having to go through some of the more unnecessary painful experiences of of, you know, not having all the resources that would because we were less resourced than we needed to be, and correct, not just monetary, like emotional, all those things.
Yes.
Like, I think you're definitely better off getting the nutrients and vitamins in life that you should have. You're definitely better off with those things. But yes, finding out who you are when you don't have them,
actually supervise and be around, because they don't have to work all damn day. Yeah, so I know a lot of people can't relate to the Tom Brady thing, but the reality is, I don't think that he is wrong. I actually think he's right. And even though that a lot of people are going to say, oh my God, who feels sorry for Tom Brady in these circumstances? He wasn't asking for a pity. He was just asking for what he thought about what his toughest struggle for it was. That don't mean it's your toughest struggle. All right. Next thing up. Ralph tweeted out a poll of the athletes a poll about which athletes do we wish had longer careers. And that's the subject of our injury-free careers. And that's the subject of our top five. His poll tweeted out Bo Jackson, Sidney Crosby, Ken Griffey Jr., and Grant Hill. Now, what were the results of said poll?
Well, much to your dismay, it was a runaway win for Bo Jackson with over 50% of the vote.
Oh, God.
And then I think kind of like within a margin of error tie range, I think Griffey actually had a little bit more than Grant Hill. So it went Bo Jackson, Griffey, Grant Hill, and then nobody voted for Crosby because none of my followers care about hockey. But in my opinion, you know, Sidney Crosby's a guy that had head injury. It could have like literally changed who he was as a player and a person, and he missed a large chunk of three seasons when he was on track to maybe be one of the best to ever do it. A lot of people told me that I should have, if I was keeping it sport specific and one per sport, had Tiger Woods in there instead of him. Then I did get a lot of people telling me that Grant Hill was no bigger loss than Brandon Roy or Anthony Hardaway or Derrick Rose. And I vehemently disagree with everybody who said that, but I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. So my Bo Jackson, actually, let's give your top five first. Who are your top five athletes that you wish were injury free? Because I know you're going to come with an entire B-side list. Come on.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be relative and relevant to me and me only. As far as that poll goes, I would have said Griffey. That's just me. I think it'd be cool to have somebody have every record, which he probably would have had if he didn't spend most of his time in Cincinnati on his ass.
Yep. That's a fact, Jack.
So my number five, because it's the least interesting, stupidest, most boring sports story of all time that completely dominated the headlines for like 3 years. And every time it came on SportsCenter, I wanted to change the channel. My number five is Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. That's reasonable, because we would have had a chance to see.
I literally would not. I wouldn't even know her name or Tonya Harding's name. I would not know these people's names if Nancy Kerrigan was healthy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I hate that story. My number four, Brandon Webb. He was a Cy Young award-winning pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks who threw an unhittable sinker. My favorite pitcher of all time. His elbow went and his career just ended.
Yep.
He could have pitched for 10 more years and just like that, gone. My number three is I would have liked to see how many hits Tony Gwynn could have gotten if his body didn't start to break down over time. That's my favorite baseball player of all time. And toward the end there, he was missing a lot of games.
Yes.
But he still had way over 3,000 hits. My number two is Danny Manning. And I know this is a weird one, and I know you feel like it's a B-side one, but
for some reason, I didn't think that you said Danny Manning. I thought you said Danny Ainge. I was like, what?
Danny Ainge, no. No, Danny Ainge. Every one of Danny Ainge's injuries came from like getting himself punched in the face by Michael Jordan. He deserved it every time. No, Danny Manning was a three-time Big Eight Player of the Year. Yep. He was an NCAA champion. He was a number one overall pick to the Los Angeles Clippers. And over the course of his NBA career, he's still like, you know how many good players have gone through University of Kansas? He's still their all-time leading scorer.
That's crazy.
Still to this day. He was the number one overall pick, and then he immediately tore his ACL. And then he had two more torn ACLs in his career, one of which I firmly believe denied the Phoenix Suns a championship.
Yeah.
And he could have been one of the best basketball players ever up there with Grant Hill if his knees just didn't completely fall apart. I firmly, firmly believe that. And my number one, which you're going to think is completely insane, but it's for very I'm choking him. My number one, which is for very, very selfish reasons, is Antonio McDice. Do you remember Antonio McDice was before his knee died?
Yes, he could jump out of the gym. He couldn't shoot, but his game got better, though.
Could shoot. Yeah, he was filthy, though. He would dunk on everybody. So one of my favorite, probably the YouTube video I've watched more than anyone in history, is a video called Antonio McDice Before His Knee Died. It's grainy footage. And it's got that Ballin' Boy music in the background. Yeah. I highly recommend anybody watch that, and because you'll think to yourself, like, oh my God, that's better than Blake Griffin. That's even better than some of the stuff I saw from Sean Kemp.
I was going to say. Better than Sean Kemp. All right, my top five. Number five is John Jones. Now,
what do we call an injury?
Hey, bro, I don't know whether it's being kicked in the head too many times, something. He has an injury. I don't know what you call that injury, but John Jones
did
has
get
an
a little, injury. Did he get a little bit banged up in a car crash of him crashing into a telephone pole or a pregnant woman and running away?
Could be.
that's more of the self-inflicted injury portion.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Sore nose from some candy.
Yes, exactly. My number four, Anthony Hardaway. Oh my God. I used to watch this dude play in high school in Memphis. It was so much fun, dude, to watch him play. Loved it. And his career, I feel like, would have been spectacular. Number three, Grant Hill. And I wanted to put Anthony Hardaway above Grant Hill, but damn, bro, like I just can't. And because I actually had Grant Hill shoes too, even though I had the pennies too, but
the
I had
Felix?
The Felas, bro, with the embroidery on the side, bro.
He carried that brand.
Yep. Number two, George Kenneth Griffey Jr. First name's George. Great dude. He like you said about him, would have owned all the baseball records. I mean, he was still basically a unanimous Hall of Famer.
Not that anybody really cares as much as they used to, but he also would have done it clean in an era where nobody was, which is crazy to think about.
And number one, even though that this dude has had a spectacular career, Tiger Woods. I mean, imagine if Tiger Woods didn't get in that car crash, then didn't get addicted to opioids, didn't have the family drama, and then didn't get in another car accident and have the back injuries. Bro, he might have won like 30 majors, literally. He was unbeatable. And people would just melt around him because he was so, so I would have loved to see Tiger Woods. And as a side note, I would probably actually... I maybe should kick one of these dudes off the list and put Serena on there too. Cause she's had some injuries later on in her career when she's been ready to pass Margaret Court for the most majors of all time.
That's fair. I don't think either one of us had football players on there because it's just like, how are you going to keep somebody from getting injured in football?
George Reister. That would be my.
Yeah, there you go. That's mine as well. That's mine as well.
You guys, that is Reister or Wrong for the day. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Ampson. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.